Let's return to This Week in America. Here's your host, Rick Bratton.
Welcome back, everybody. This Week in America online, thisweekinamerica.us. Excellent reviews for Max Chamber PI and the case of the Nazi ghost from author Mike Sinelli. It's being called an entertaining and character-driven adventure, an affectionate, compelling nod to genre classics, action-packed, colorful characters tackling some serious issues as well. Max Chambers is not a very successful private investigator, based in his hometown of New Rochelle, New York, forced to confront his wartime nightmare, the death of his childhood pal, and the liberation of an infamous Nazi death camp, now faced with tracking down a war criminal and a former commandant of the Nazi camp. Michael was born and raised in New Rochelle, went to school, church, many other locations in his book, married his high school sweetheart, moved to White Plains, New York, a successful career in the banking industry cut short due to a life-threatening illness that led him to a more creative outlook. The result, the fast-moving 1940s private eye thriller Max Chambers PI, The Case of the Nazi Ghost, and author Mike J. Sinelli with us on This Week in America. Michael, welcome to the program. It's great to have you with us.
Thanks for having me, Rick.
It is, and you dressed up for this, too. I really appreciate this. If you got to find the YouTube version of the show to see Michael all looking very dapper and ready to talk about this book. And I love this book. It's getting great reviews, and I really like the writing style. Talk about this, because it is a throwback to these 1940s that we really enjoyed. It's quick. It's funny. It deals with serious themes. Where did that writing style develop? Were you a fan of that genre?
Yes, very much so. I'm a big movie buff, and those Humphrey Bogart movies of the 40s are some of my favorites. And that's what I was trying to evoke in the book, was just try and get that type of snappy dialogue.
And it moves so quickly, and you realize, do some of these people need all these words to say the same thing? It's amazing, isn't it? With an economy of words, you can still get the same point across.
Yeah, well, I didn't want to have... like a long-winded book, you know, like a five-page description of a tree or something.
Exactly.
Like that, you know.
And you
but
don't.
That's the move, story went.
The book moves so quickly. Max Chambers, PI, in the case of the Nazi ghost, Michael J. Sinelli, the author. The website is michaeljsinelli.com. We'll give you that during the program. It's available at Amazon and the usual places. Link on directly by going to our website, thisweekinamerica.us. I love the characters. Gave a brief description of Max Chambers, and talk a little bit about him, because he's a very interesting guy, what you've created here with Max Chambers.
Well, he's right out of the book, he's an ex-serviceman who he was involved in the liberation of the Nazi death camp, Buchenwald. And a lot of nasty stuff happened there when he got there. Forget about before he got there. And the book takes place in 1949, 4 years after the fact. And he's still suffering some form of post-traumatic stress. And just the mention of that camp brings back the smell of the camp.
Yes.
And he's trying to become a private eye. He's not very successful at it. And he's approached by a former inmate of the camp to track down an escaped Nazi who's in and around New York. And that's where we are.
You know, Max is interesting, and you deal with a number of serious issues. You really enjoy this read, and you also talk about serious issues in there. One is the discrimination against Italian Americans, and Max's first choice was what to be a police officer. But he wasn't able to join the police force.
Right. Back in those days, and it really is true, the Irish controlled the police force. They were Irish everything. You can see it in all the movies, all the books, all the newsreels. They're Irish. And if you were an Italian, going there with an Italian name, you had three strikes against you to start out with. So, that was just with the police force. Now, other jobs... in other industries, they saw Italians as, kind of like subhumans a little bit. So they discriminated against them pretty easily.
Bob Cinelli, our guest on This Week in America. His book is Max Chambers, P.I. in the Case of the Nazi Ghost. Cinelli is C-I-N-E-L-L-I. Michael J. Cinelli is his website. Information there on the book. You'll get all the information. You can link on directly by going to our website, thisweekinamerica.us. An interesting office that that Max has. Talk about his sidekick and his secretary. His secretary seems to have a better knowledge, a little more intuition in terms of being a private investigator than Max does. But let's start with Gino. Talk about Gino, sort of a comic relief from time to time during the book.
Yeah, well, Gino, he's an interesting character. He's also an ex-serviceman, served in World War II in Japan. He's a private pilot and everything. The funny thing about him is he's based on my father. My father was Gino Domenico Cinelli.
Interesting.
So, yeah. When I was writing, I said, Max can't be talking to himself the entire time. That's going to get awful boring. So then I said, let's give him a sidekick. Okay? So every time I had a sidekick, I had just an indiscriminate sidekick. Every time I had a sidekick making a wisecrack, it could have come right out of my father's mouth. He was very quick like that, and he had a voice was a combination of Humphrey Bogart and Groucho Marx. So I said, wait a minute, I could just make him Gino. And basically everything that you see in the book about Gino actually happened to my father. He was actually a part of Merrill's Marauders for a while, out in Burma during the war.
Okay.
Excuse me. Yeah. So he was easy. It was very easy to write for him. I mean, so everything Max, excuse me, everything Max does that Gino has a problem with, it just wrote itself.
Now, Max Chambers, did you have anybody in mind when you created that character? Where did that character come from?
Me. That's me. Okay. I cracked up Nazis in my spare time. He's an amalgamation of you know, the movie stars you see, Errol Flynn,
yes.
Bogart, and but I had to make him Italian. That was a big part of the story, making him Italian. So I guess that's where I come in. So a lot of the mistakes he makes are something that I would have made, you know, losing your temper and not realizing that this is happening. So that's Max Chambers. As far as Sally Connors, his secretary, that's based on my daughter a lot, because she's kind of that spunky, energetic, go-getter type.
Yes.
And I wanted somebody like that. And all I had to do was look at Catherine, the daughter, and that was easy to write. And you know how they always say women are so much smarter than men? Most of the time that's right. And that I thought that would be a great little carrot to put in there.
That, yes. That
Sally, that he doesn't even want involved in the case, she's basically solving it for them.
Which is interesting, her role in the book. The book is Max Chambers, P.I. in the Case of the Nazi Ghost. Michael J. Cinelli, the author, and our guest on the program. Go back to the plot line here. It's interesting because he's really trying to escape these memories. And suddenly he's got a plea from a client that he'd rather turn down. The last thing he wants is to get back involved in this. But he really felt compelled, didn't he, that this was something he needed to get involved in. This person had killed before, and he needs to figure out if he can stop him before it happens again.
Right, right. Well, that, you know, that goes back to, there's a famous recording of Edward R. Murrow. He went to the Buchenwald camp the day after it was liberated. And it's a very scratchy, maybe 1 minute recording. And as eloquent as he was, you could see him, you could hear him searching for words, because he couldn't describe the horrors that he saw. He couldn't put into words the smell, the total human destruction.
Yes.
That was there. Now, for somebody like Edward R. Murrow to be tongue-tied and to be bothered by it, I figured a soldier walking into this, having to fight and seeing killing and, you know, and being shot at and whatnot, I figured he'd have more of a reason to want to maybe avenge what happened, because he's a real good guy at heart, you know.
Yes.
You never, that's something you never see, is you never see in books or in movies the servicemen that liberated these death camps. You never see how it bothered them. I mean, of course, you know, the poor people that were interned there, I mean, they had their own private hell. But the people that that just walked into it had no idea what it was. And they saw these things. They'd never even heard about stuff like this. I mean, the Nuremberg trials, they didn't even have a word for it. They had to come up with crimes against humanity to charge these Nazis with it.
Well, and as you're reading the book, Max Chambers, PI, in the case of the Nazi ghost, you think about that, because you're right. It doesn't really, we haven't learned about that part of history and what they went through, because they saw and witnessed things that when they closed their eyes at night, probably for the rest of their lives, those sights and the smells that you mentioned that were there. So as you're writing about that, it's like you sort of figure, how would I handle that? What would I do right. if I went into and saw a situation like that? Another one of the serious themes, the Holocaust. And what he sees is a passive complicity of non-Jewish Germans. Talk about that and his attitude there.
Yeah. Well, that's a controversial subject.
Yes.
And it's basically just my opinion based on facts of history. You know, the German people were seeing the Jews marched out of their homes, we'll take a suitcase and go, we're going to send you to a camp in the East. Nobody did anything about that. You know, I mean, if something like this were to happen in any country today, there'd be a hue and outcry about this. You know, it wouldn't be allowed to happen, but it was allowed to happen. And you had these camps, these death camps that were set up a mile away from a cute little Bavarian town like Weimar or Dachau. The soldiers who came in, if you were in those towns, you could smell the camp. You could see the smoke coming from the crematoriums. And plus the thousands of civilians that it would take for the administration of these camps. And the railroads, and it was for everybody in Germany to say, oh, no, we knew nothing about it.
Well, it is, and as you're reading that, you tend to think, you know, that really begs the question, how could this happen? And that's, the book is not all focused on that, and there are the light moments and the serious topics that you do an excellent job. And let's talk about the challenge of doing that. You want this light, you want this snappy, you want people to have a smile from time to time. At the same time, introducing topics that when they put the book down, they're going to think about it. And that was the case with me. What's the challenge to balance that so you're not too heavy and you're not too serious?
Well, once again, I get back to who Max is. Max is an Italian-American. He's got a close-knit Italian family, which is based on my family. Max's mother is my mother, to a T. A short lady in a black dress, stirring an ever-present pot of tomato sauce, feeding people, cursing in broken English, you know, has no idea how horrible the curse is that she's saying, because it's her second language. And, you know, she's fracturing the English language left and right. So for Max to have that at home, along with his wife and his sisters and their children and everything, that was a lot of me. And I thought that would add a little bit of lightness to the story, to take away, you know, Max's horror of talking about the Holocaust.
The book is Max Chambers, P.I., in the Case of the Nazi Ghost by Michael J. Cinelli, C-I-N-E-L-L-I. MichaelJCinelli.com is his website. Information there. You'll find information on the book at all the usual places. Go to our website, thisweekinamerica.us, and link on directly to Mike's website. Time going by way too quickly. The book really moves. There's a lot of action in there as well. An ending that I didn't see coming. You play with our emotions all the way through this book, don't you?
Well, I'll tell you, I wanted, you know, you read a book like this, you kind of know what's going to happen. Either Max Chambers is going to die or he's going to catch the Nazi.
Yes.
You know, that's kind of a given. What's happening, what's really driving the story is what was the surprise ending. And I was hoping it wasn't jumping the shark. I didn't think so, but I was worried about it at first. And so I had to work my way into it. I added a few wrinkles in the writing process, which you know, a little wrinkle, oh, I'll do this, I won't kill this person. And that added another 2 months, you know, because
exactly.
I don't know, what did I do? Now I've got to this. So, but it was a lot of fun doing that. And seeing the look on people's faces when they got to the end and they were able to say, what? That was very satisfying.
You know, the reviews are excellent. People found it interesting, great character development. Most of them all ended with, can't wait for the sequel. You're working on a sequel, I understand?
Yes, I am working on the sequel. If you guys would leave me alone, I'd be able to finish it.
Just in the middle of chapter 4, and I get this guy on Skype wanting to talk about the book.
No, I'm working on the sequel. That's taken a few different turns. I was going to go in this direction, that direction. I was going to go into a little bit of science fiction. Then I said, no, stick to what you were going to do. And it's going to be in the same vein as the first book. Still going to be in that time period. That type of film noir type of attitude to it. And hopefully the same type of surprises and laughs and shocks.
Well, and you've got all of those in the book. I really think this Max Chambers, along with Gino and Sally, I think you've got a winning combination there. I would like to see them back in a series of books. You really, you've developed these characters so well, you really feel attached to them, and you hope that they continue in another book.
Well, thanks. I was really attached. I was going to kill Sally at one point in the book. She was going to die. there's a chapter where she gets you know, I don't want to give too much. There's a car chase.
Okay.
There's a car chase going through the city and everything. She was going to die. And I said, oh, I like her so much. Maybe I don't kill her. And it actually turned into the best, I think, the best chapter of the book by saving her and having Max pick up where she would have left off.
That's interesting.
Yeah,
yes.
Characters.
Interesting how that could have changed if things would have worked in your initial thought, which is it. I got a couple minutes left here, but it's interesting. Do you sort of do this, let the story unfold and then sort of checks and balances, or is this working from an outline before you even sit down and work on the actual story?
Well, I have an outline. I start out with a general outline, and then I go even more in depth of an outline. And then I go to an even more in-depth outline to what's going to happen in each chapter. But then, you know, I'm lazy. I can do whatever the hell I want. So I can change my mind as to
you. Sure.
And that's what's happened. That has happened a couple of times with Max's wife, with Sally, with Gino a couple of times. You know, and just something to keep me going, because if I think it'll be better, I think the reader will think it'll be better. If it excites me, I think it'll excite the reader.
Exactly. And I can tell in listening to your passion in the storyline that you nailed this one. You really like the characters, the story, the world that you created in the book Max Chambers, P.I. In the Case of the Nazi Ghost, Michael J. Cinelli is the author, C-I-N-E-L-L-I. His website is michaeljcinelli.com. Link on directly by going to our website, thisweekinamerica.us. It is a great read, a fun read, while at the same time we'll have you thinking about some of the topics that we talked about, discrimination, the Holocaust, that responsibility, that type of thing, those issues that are addressed in the book as well. Michael, it's a pleasure having you on the program. Really excited. Great to hear there's a sequel. Love to have you back to talk about that. Been a lot of fun. Thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you, Rick. Once again, I got to tell you that it was all my daughter's fault that this happened. She told me to get off my ass and start writing.
Well, that's good. And I tell you, when you take her out to dinner, you've got your three-piece suit on. It'd be nice to go out and enjoy some fine food tonight. So take your daughter and go out and enjoy the day.
I'm sending her to college. That's enough.
Oh, okay. That'll take care of it. Maybe she'll have you come over to the cafeteria someday. You can share lunch over there. But
we'll have tapioca.
This has been so much fun. Max Chambers, PI in the case of the Nazi ghost. Michael J. Cinelli, the author, and our guest. Information at his website, MichaelJCinelli.com, or go directly by linking on at our website, thisweekinamerica.us. Back on today's program right after these messages.
You're listening to This Week in America with Rick Bratton. More after this.